Steve Hill of Steve Hill Ministries wrote, "Many Christians are heavy and cast down, principally because they are idle and selfish. They often feel that the active, benevolent spirit of watching for opportunities to do essential service to our fellow creatures is no more than menial. What good does it afford to merely believe in doctrines which are then put to no good purpose? Usefulness is the very excellency of life. No man in the real Church of Christ lives unto himself. Every true Christian is a tree of righteousness, whose fruits are good and profitable unto men. He is glad to help and to comfort others. He is diligent and industrious. He speaks to edification, dwells in peace, gentleness, and love. He reproves what is wrong by an excellent example and recommends by his own practice what is pleasing to God. Our good works express mercy and are thus expected to be performed by believers insofar as they are able, in accordance with Matthew 5 and 7. Do you see the heart posture in Mr. Hill's words? He said, "Reproving what is wrong by being an excellent example and recommends by his own practice what is pleasing to God." Our expression of mercy is one of God's key attributes. Mercy is considered as foundational good works and sets an example by our outward practice. The Lord has defined what is good, and his requirement of each of us is to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God. Around 1607, a painter named Caravaggio did an extraordinary painting depicting the seven works of mercy, which are a set of compassionate acts concerning the material welfare of others. The painting portrays feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, burying the dead, giving shelter to travelers, comforting the sick, and freeing the imprisoned. Those works of mercy are termed by the Lord as good works. They plant seeds of peace and impart the vision of clear water flowing from the eye of the landscape of the heart of God. 1 Peter 2:12. But to live such good lives among the pagans that even though they now speak against you as evildoers, they will, as a result of seeing your good actions, give glory to God on the day of his coming. What that means is that the works of mercy, the good works God motivates us to do, are works which are observable. They are righteousness illustrated, so everyone can watch and see. That they would come to the knowledge that the Lord is God. Fathers, don't just tell your children how they should be. God calls you to be the man who is an example of how they should be. You want them to be different? You be different. Don't just tell them about justice, kindness, and honesty. Live your life according to the standard of the Lord, and let them see you demonstrating how they should live their lives. I am compelled to ask myself, do I have works of mercy in my life? We all should take some personal inventory after looking at Caravaggio's work. Is the righteousness the Lord says is within me visible? Or am I busy wearing a disguise so I fit in with the rest of the world? And you? Friend, where do you fit in this?